You're here with Cody on the Wednesday Drive Show, and my next guest today is a legend of Australian music. What can I say? He's performed for everybody, young and old, quite literally, for the last few years, and for the last few weeks has been curating Metro Air with Rocktober. It's a set of free, yes, that you heard that right, free live music gigs with some of Sydney's finest performers. And tonight, he's going to be taken to the stage for the very last show of the season. To tell us all about it, I'm very happy to be joined by the man himself, the OG Red Wiggle, and current member of, I believe they're called now, Murray and the Movers, Mr. Murray Cook. Welcome to the show, Murray.
Good afternoon, Katie. It's good to be here.
Thank you. It is so cool to have you in the studio. So, as we said, the band's gone through a few different names. It'd be called the Soul Movers, Murray and the Movers, and Matt Cook Soul Movers. Have we settled on a name now?
Yes, we have. We definitely have. We've been the Soul Movers for, well, Lizzie, the singer in the Soul Movers, actually started the band about 15 years ago with Dennis Tech, who was in Radio Birdman. And I joined a bit after that, or we restarted it, I guess. And we've been together playing music for about 10 years, four albums. And now we decided we weren't really playing that much soul, so we dropped the soul, and the Movers sounded a bit bland, and it's kind of nice to let people know that I'm in the band, so it became Murray and the Movers. Yeah, but yes, lots of machinations there.
Yeah, a lot of history and lore behind the band, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, of course, this is the last show that will be happening at the Metro as part of the Metro Air gigs under you. So what have some of the highlights been?
It's been a really great month. We've had, this is our fifth week, because there's five Wednesdays in October. We've had Down Girl, great Sydney band, and Marilyn Maria. That was the first night. Then we had an acoustic performance by DZ Death Rays, which was the first time they'd ever done that. So that was pretty amazing as well. And then the third week we had a great band from Melbourne called Hot Machine, a kind of cross between the Runaways and AC/DC, they really ripped up the stage. And then last week we had the Hard-Ons and Chimers, and the Hard-Ons are legends, of course, and they had a big crowd. And then this week it's us with our friend Smoking Ruins, and I'm going to do a DJ set at the end of the night. But, it's been great. And along the way also we've had a lot of young support bands. Yeah. We had a band called 26th Street who are from the Shire, and they're doing their HSC at the moment.
Oh, wow.
And some other young bands that we know, Postcards from Pluto and Maisie's Vacation and I was going to say Reckless Kelly, but that's not what they're called. But some great bands. Yeah, some really great bands. And that's partly what we wanted to do. We wanted to showcase some young bands as well. Yeah. You know, for them to be able to play on a stage like the Metro Social Stage is really exciting for them. And it's exciting for me to see that, to see the excitement. And so the big idea of the Metro Air shows is to get people out in the city, particularly on a weeknight. When I was young, there were gigs every night of the week, and lots of people went out and saw bands all the time. And they're trying to rebuild that, which I think is just a really great idea. So it's not too late to get a free ticket. You just have to get online.
Absolutely. And, of course, it means a lot that I think that people can actually see not only perform, but perform for free, especially in the midst of the cost of living crisis. What does that mean to you personally to be able to do something like that and reach people?
Yeah, that's been the best part of it, actually. I think just the reaction of the crowds that come, because I'm usually in the audience watching the bands, because a lot of the bands are friends of mine or bands that I really like, and so many people have come up to me and said, oh, thanks for doing this, thanks for putting this on. So people really love it. Like they love to get out, and it's a bit different. It's not a late night. It finishes at 10, so, if you have to go to work the next day, it's still okay. But, I think that part of it and the fact that it's free has been great. So it's been a great initiative by the Metro who've put it on Century Events.
So, of course, people would know you, I guess, as a performer from the Wiggles and, of course, being a guitarist. But, of course, tonight you're going to be DJing. When you sort of make that switch, like, how do you transition between being a performer versus being a DJ? Do you have like a different mindset or process?
It's a little bit different, I guess. I mean, when you're playing, I'm so used to playing guitar. It's like second nature to me, really. So when I'm up there playing guitar and singing, that's one thing. But it's actually not that different in some ways too. Like, I've got to think about some of the technical aspects, which I had to learn before I started doing it. But a lot of it for me is just performing anyway. I have a few fairly long tracks that I just let run, and I'm up the front of the stage. And you know, when I'm doing nightclub shows, there's a lot of 20 somethings there, and they're going crazy, and there's a few Wiggle songs in there.
Yeah.
It's just a great vibe. So in some ways, the performance aspect of it, it's not really that different.
Yeah. And of course, speaking of the songs, are you able to give us just like a little bit of a teaser of some of the tracks you might be playing? I mean, do you have anything spooky for Halloween, for example?
Actually, I didn't really think that through. No, I don't think I do. I should have had the Monster Mash or something.
Yeah.
It's a real mixture of old songs like Stand By Me, but usually dance mixes of them. There's a few Wiggle songs in there, and there's a few some more modern bangers, as the young kids say. But I love it. It's been a really different sort of experience for me, because it's not really my world, but I've sort of become part of it, which I've really enjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, and I can tell, like, I mean, we're not going to air via video, but even just hearing you and just seeing your face light up, I can tell you're really proud of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I really am. And I think this, the whole thing with the Metro Air, is it's about people like putting their phones away. And this, actually, our new single's kind of about that as well. It's about looking back a little bit, but it's about, you know, when we used to go out when we didn't have smartphones, and you actually, interacting with people was what it was all about, and interacting with the band on stage, and not so much filming it. I mean, there's a place for that. We've all done it, but it's just that idea of get out, you know, amongst it and meet people, and a shared experience is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives that good community spirit, and we're all about that at 2SER.
Yes, that's what I love about 2SER. Yes.
Thank you so much.